Weekly Conversation with Maitreya. The Weekly Conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you're holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
We have come to the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room, a new revelation that frees humanity from all their misunderstandings and religious fights and separation that exists between humanity. Indeed, man has limited itself by believing in one religion and not knowing the more revelation and teachings and the truth that is available to, for them to know. And therefore, they have separated themselves, and now, of course, they are in the brink of destruction and wars. As you can see, Carl already asking a question. This room is for questioning about the mission and what we are doing here and creating an environment that we can learn about this new teaching and revelation. He's asking, which Maitreya are you? Where were you born? Okay, this information all are in a section called How He Became Maitreya, a lecture given by one of the people in the mission that we can give you a URL and you can know all about how I became who I am and why I claim what I claim. And therefore, if you have the URL, you can go and read all about it. I was born in Tehran, Iran, and I am the Maitreya that announced his being here on Earth in 1982. The foretelling of coming of Maitreya at that time was taken to every capital city in the on Earth, and they actually paid $1 million to announce the coming of Maitreya in 1982, and the only Maitreya who announced his being here on Earth in that time was our organization, and that announcement went out. They all are in our website. You can go and read about them, and are all provided for you to know exactly how this thing came about. If you know how to do a better website and you know about website, you are welcome to come and help to create a better website that can be accessed easier. So, you know, if, you know, the one of the laws in the mission, if you have a complaint or a suggestion, you also have to bring a solution for it. You cannot complain without knowing or bringing a solution. Therefore, if you don't like our website, we suggest that you come and help us to have a better website. Of course, Carl, our friend, is come here every week here and try to disturb the room. We talked to him last week, and we were hopeful that we can create a rapport with him, that he realizes that indeed this revelation is good for him. But of course, he has returned and trying to just go on and on when the instruction was ask a question at a time. Anyway, this revelation, of course, is the teaching that has been prophesied to come at this last time for humanity, and each religion have a part of the truth, and they have cut themselves off from the whole picture, and that is one of the problems that we have at, on earth, and they of course had no choice but to create dogmas and separation between themselves, and now they cannot come together as one, and therefore all of you have to come here and read about this teaching and realize that God indeed have unified all religions of the world. And last week we announced to humanity that indeed this revelation is perfected, is complete, and now the only thing left for us to realize it in a greater degree. And this room, of course, is for all of you to go study our teachings. If you have a hard time, like apparently Carl has, to navigate the mission, come to our rooms here. There are wonderful people that they are putting a lot of efforts to spread this mission to humanity, and they are putting a lot of time every day in our other room. Our religions are unified. And if there is some other people who want to expand the time of that room to cover other times to be opened, of course, they are welcome to volunteer, and they can open the room. And hopefully one day we're going to have that room also open 24 hours a day, so everybody can access it and come and be guided how to navigate our poorly made website according to Carl. But if anybody can improve anything in the mission, they're always welcome and indeed encouraged to come and improve any aspect of the mission. So you can always come and suggest what can be improved. We have a question from Zigzags. Maitreya, in your third declaration speech on the website, were you referring indirectly to the outcome of the United States election? No, usually the declaration and everything that I talk about is in general terms for the whole humanity. And if there is some specific connection in my speech, usually I refer to that a specific situation. Actually, we have a lecture that we gave about the last election in the United States that took around a month to eventually come to the conclusion, and that specifically was referring to that election. But that declaration is the declaration of the finishing of this revelation, the completion of this revelation. Actually, this is the only revelation that the prophet came. He wrote them down. God gave him the ability to publish it to the whole earth, and everybody can see it, everybody can read it, everybody can understand it, and no other prophet has given so much ability to reach humanity. Then the last 20 since 1984, last 20 years or more, 22 years, it was perfected. The lectures are being given. People ask their questions and they have been answered. And now the same revelation is been announced that is now perfect. Every aspect of human life is been covered, and the revelation now is perfect. for humanity, and the only thing for them really to get the book or go to the website, read it, see the revelation, and we see how each of these religions of the world, they have only a part of the truth. That is why it is no longer logical, and it is reached the point that if you are religious and believe in God, everybody look at you as you are crazy or you are not smart. And that is not true. God is the smartest, and he has sent all this religion. Now he reveals how wonderfully he prophesied this to come, and now it has. And this is the only revelation is perfect, is written down. The very prophet himself went through the writings and perfected it and corrected it. And to a point now we can say to humanity, come, this revelation is the last revelation which is perfected for you. So that announcement, that declaration is a general declaration, and the truth in it is very general, and it happens to everyone. Carl is asking, why are there so many Maitreyas? Well, it has been prophesied that many will come in my name and claim to be Christ, to be Maitreya, to be, the revealer of the last revelation. And now we can see this is happening. We have never had so many people claiming to know the truth. They are the teachers. They are guidance for other people. Actually, we have more chiefs than we have Indians. And therefore, this is the fulfillment of the prophecies that a lot of people, they believe that they are the spiritual teachers and they can teach humanity, when God clearly says there is going to be only one person who fulfills the prophecies, who will be from the tribe of the Judah, and all the things that, you know, God has revealed to humanity. And I will only send my last revelation and the truth through him. And therefore, those who are seeking the truth, they have to go with the word of God and realize that indeed these many people who claiming to be Maitreya or Christ or the teacher or the guidance of the humanity, the first question you have to ask them, why? What prophecies did you fulfill? Where in the scriptures God said that you will come? And what is your teaching? Even if they fulfilled all the prophecies possible, but they are teaching not the word of God based on the scriptures, they are not the teachers or prophet from God. Therefore, you know me by this truth in the scriptures, and I know you by your fruit. So it is the way of, it's given how we know each other. And also it's been said, they know him by his voice. And therefore, when you hear this truth, it makes so much sense to you that you have no choice to accept. Indeed, it is from God. Mr. Nice is asking, what is the formula for a happy life? Does Maitreya think that meditation is more important than service? The formula for the happy life is the eternal divine path. And eternal divine path is based on 5 steps and 2 results. And each of the step covers 1 religion or more that has been sent to humanity. Indeed, the way of happiness for humanity will be given. Of course, the happiness and perfection never can be achieved in this external world, because external world is relative. And in relativity, never gonna be the ultimate perfection. The only perfection you can achieve when your soul have returned to the essence, which is God, because God is only perfect. Therefore, the closest you can come to perfection and to happiness is creation of communities of light, meditation, awakening of spiritual forces, creation of the communities of light, sacrifice, surrender and submission to God, and becoming universalist. And therefore you become an elect which will work to bring the kingdom of God on earth, and you have eventually reached pure consciousness, which is the ananda or the perfection or happiness. Do I believe that meditation is more than service? The service, satsang, and meditation are the three pillars of the spiritual progress. Those who meditate and do not do service, they become egoistical and they will fall. They do service, but they do not meditate. They become burned out and they start complaining that they work too hard. And those who do not listen to the satsang and the word of God, they forget God and they fall into Maya. And therefore, those three pillars go hand in hand. None of them can be considered as greater than the other part. Of course, we also believe in prayer. So meditation and prayer go hand to hand. In meditation, you listen to God. In prayer, you talk to God. And therefore, you have a conversation. If you just meditate, you listen to God, but you never have a chance to talk to God. But if you meditate and pray, and if you pray only, you talk to God and you never listen. And therefore, meditation and prayer, a conversation between you and God. You meditate, you listen to God. You pray, you talk to God. And therefore, like Takia, if you didn't come to this room and I just given satsang and you didn't ask your questions, the only thing you would have my part of the story, but now, of course, I know your part of the story too. So it's a conversation between us going on. Carl is asking, where on the website is Eternal Divine Path? Okay, if you go to our website, the very page, first page, if you click on the that graphic or the greatest sign, it gives you the very basic of our teachings, Carl. And of course, if you read though and study other parts of the website, it has been repeated over and over all through our teachings and though and many other lectures has been given. So you also can go to the satsang page. There are three satsangs or lectures are given for those seals, which explains the greatest sign. Of course, if you don't know the Eternal Divine Path and you want to know about them, you know, the first page, click on the graphic there and you will be guided there. Mr. Nice is asking, how can an ordinary man give the best service and which is the best mantra? An ordinary man indeed is in the image of God, and God has created him in his image, and therefore he has the potential to manifest God's qualities. It has been these ordinary men and women and children who have been meditating for last 12,000 years, and now they have become an elect, those who have meditated, and then hear this revelation, they recognize and realize it and become one with it, and they realize indeed it is from God. Therefore, an ordinary man is indeed very extraordinary because he can become God in the image of God, the Son of God. And that is the promise God has given in all the scriptures, that if you overcome, you will become my son, you will become a God, perfect. And therefore, you have the potential of to becoming that great. What is the best mantra? If you go to a room we have here, but which is 24 hours schedule, and it is called Meditate on the Universal Mantra. And if you go there is a mantra that has been given for the whole humanity, and it is a public mantra that anybody can give to anyone. And of course, the process or procedure to meditate in that room, and you can go. Of course, it is not open at this time. Usually, that room is closed when we have this room open. But after this room is closed, you can go and go to that room and learn about that mantra. And that mantra, of course, is the Shri Shri Paramaha mantra, which is the greatest mantra anybody can meditate on. So you can meditate on that mantra, which is given for the new of the coming of the golden age. Mr. Nice is asking, vegetarianism or meat eating? We recommend that you have more vegetable in your diet than meat, but we do not condemn meat eating. And of course, we accept the kosher food that has been given in the scriptures, and also the camel also can be eaten in those cultures that it is a staple diet, and therefore there's a lot of possibilities is given to human for the food. Of course, vegetable is consumed much easier in a warmer climate, and in the cold climate, the very meat become actually sentient or good food, is as good as vegetable. If, for example, a person in North Pole want to become vegetarian, he or so she will not find much of a food to eat, because there is not very much places available to grow food. But also the vegetable, it doesn't have that much heat that can really protect them. Therefore, everything in this mission depends time, place, and people involved, and therefore they can adjust themselves according to their culture, to their climate, to their belief. And of course, we do not recommend unclean animals, and we suggest that you stay away from unclean animals, because they have a lot of tamasic or crudifying force in them, and therefore it's very hard to eat those kind of the food and meditate, and therefore we recommend not to eat that kind of the food. Zigzag is asking, do you attend the Feast of Tabernacle every year? Yes, I do. To this point, we have been, of course, giving the lectures every year. This year, all the lectures for the seventh seal are given and finished, and that was another sign for us that showing God indeed finished giving the teaching to humanity. This year, we concentrated mostly on Pal Talk and being open more times, and the times that we are usually not open. But I do spend more time with the people who come to the feast, and we do have some satsangs or lectures during that time. So I'm more available in that period of time. So yes, indeed, I do attend the Feast of Tabernacle, but of course the feast is a wonderful way to come and experience the communal of light. Coming here and being with the other like-minded people, meditating, chanting, dancing, sharing beautiful food that wonderful people cook here, and being in the environment that is godly, and it's amazing experience. And in that period of time, in that day, 8 days, God's spirit indeed is released to humanity in a greater degree. Actually, the Feast of Tabernacle was the expectation, a period of expectation of coming of the Christ, of coming of the Messiah, that the Jewish people, as the last or the seventh feast, were attended and kept. And always in that 8 days, the Spirit of God indeed comes to humanity in a greater degree. Therefore, you will feel very high and we will feel a spirit. And anybody who have come to the feast, they always had great experiences. Is there life after death? Indeed, there is not such a thing as death. Mr. Nice is asking if there is life after death. There is not such a thing as death. Death is a permanent sleep. You don't, when you want to go to bed and fall asleep, you don't say, I'm going to go die and I'm going to be alive at 8 o'clock in the morning or 6 in the morning. You say, I'm going to go to sleep, and you go to sleep, and next day you wake up. And it's the same thing for death. Death is a permanent sleep that occurs at the end of the life of a person, when the physical body no longer can support the life force. Of course, because this universe is temporary, nothing is perfect, and nothing stays forever. Because it is temporary, the decay is a part of human experience. Nothing is permanent. Nothing stays forever. The only permanency is the pure consciousness, the essence that everything is made of. In the essence, of course, there is no mind, there is no intellect, there is no analytical mind. In that state, there just is. And therefore, death does not exist and life is everywhere. And those who think they die and there is nothing after death, of course, they believe death is the end of everything and ultimate, and it's not. And we have been here, we will be here forever. The only reason we don't remember is like amnesia. When a person have an amnesia, they don't remember who they are, where they came from, you know, and all that. And we have the same problem. When we start meditating and going deeper level in our beings, and especially when we make the community of light and create an environment that the people can meditate instead of worrying when they pay their mortgages and interest rate and this and that, we create an environment they can, you know, meditate and understand themselves. Little by little, they remember indeed they are not what they think they are, but they are the essence that is one with God. Therefore, the very idea of there is life after death is a question which is based on a wrong understanding. The question really is there a death? There isn't. There is everything has been here, will be here, and there is no part of the universe can actually be destroyed. Any part of the universe you try to destroy, you might be able to transform it from one state to another, but you cannot ever destroy any part of the universe. And therefore, yes, indeed, life exists, life was here, will be here forever. So that was great. There was a lot of great questions here we've been asked today, and we again hope that you go to the website and understand how all the religions of the world now are unified. This revelation is finished. The God's revelation has come to humanity and perfected now for man to see and realize that they are a part of a greater truth, and each of them have a part of a greater realization. And if they hold on what they believe, they miss a great part, actually 6 times of what they know in the life. And therefore, they have no choice but to make a mistake, because when your vision is narrow, your conclusions will be narrowed. And therefore, in order to expand human understanding, they have to expand their vision and see the whole picture which is revealed through this revelation. Zigzags is asking, do you have many people in the age range 20 to 30 involved in the mission? We have many people in many life range that involved in the mission. And of course, young people, they are so busy with study and education, going to school, and also the educational system is so liberal that a lot of them, they don't really seek anything godly in this time, but some of them do. And they are the ones that, of course, are interested in mission. So we do have a lot of people in many age groups that are in the mission. And, of course, we are hoping more and more in many ages, especially young people. You know, we don't want to have all the old people, and after a while, all of us are gone, and there is no one left here, just like Sarik just gave you an indication that she is in that age group. So we can see that, indeed, we do have a lot of people in all age groups. And you are welcome any age you have, you know, and we are hoping even more people become pregnant and have children and join the mission. After a while, we have all the community belong to the to this teachings. Yes, we are indeed expect many, many people, family people, many people who are in many levels in consciousness with the different talents and abilities and all that join the mission and be with us. So we welcome any group age. This revelation is for everyone. There is no one that is not covered, or indeed is not a part of God's revelation. Okay, Open Eye has a question. Go ahead, Open Eye.
Man had once lived longer than 120 years. What would man do for this to be returned back to him?
If you remember, the reason God changed the man the way they were, their third eyes were open, they were more familiar with their body, they followed a better diet, they had access to the spiritual world, they could manipulate the forces in the nature and live long. And God said, my spirit will not struggle or, you know, go through struggling with man. And therefore, the flood of Noah happened and God created a new man, which their third eye was closed and they had only two eyes last 12,000 years. And that's what this human at this time is. But as we create communities of light and people start meditating and realizing this teaching, learn the lesson of history and realize that God indeed can close human eye, third eye, and they lose their spiritual forces, little by little, human will learn not to misuse their spiritual powers. And we can see even right now, when a person have a little spiritual power, like seeing the future or psychic or something, they get an 800 number and they start making money out of it instead of using it for a greater purpose. And therefore, the lesson of the history and our teaching also is not to misuse the spiritual power, actually not to seek a spiritual power. If they came to you, that's fine. Use them for greater purpose of creation of the communities of light and guiding man to higher level. And as man will become more and more godly and understand this revelation, the teaching, they will not misuse the power, and little by little the power will be given back to them, and the third eye of human will return, the telepathy will come back to them, they can understand each other in a greater degree, they don't have even to talk as much as, you know, this human does, which create confusion, because speech is from the first chakra, and of course first chakra is the full of confusion. And that's why the more we talk, the less understanding we have from each other. And there are cultures that there is a very little talk going on between people because they understand each other in much greater degree. So therefore, the telepathic and understanding of each other come to us. We realize what is best for us. We don't smoke. We don't use too much meat in our diet. We don't drink. We meditate and we use the best food possible. We exercise, we exercise, we do yoga, we meditate, we create an environment that little by little the human life will be expanded more and more. And now, of course, its average is about 75, 80, in last probably 20, 30 years or 40 years, it's been increased to in some nations because the health has been, improved. But as human understand this thing, they can increase their lifespan in a greater degree. Indeed, as their lifespan, increases, and human also become more in grip of the reality of this universe and will not misuse their powers, they can live 200 to 300, whatever years they can extend their life. And by then, of course, they can accelerate their meditation and going back to God. And therefore, yes, indeed, the way has been given to man. But if they start misusing their power, then again, God's struggle with them will start again. And human will not have their third eye open, their spiritual eye will not be helping them, and they will not expand their life. So indeed, there is a way to do that, but the first thing is to understand this revelation, to learn our lessons, and realize that if we follow this eternal divine path and this teaching, we will return, all the things that has been taken away from us will return to us. Go ahead, open eye.
Thanks for that answer. One other question is, would man, science, understand fully how he can live to that age, you know, the DNA, all the mechanics of man living longer? Can you answer that in that relationship?
Yeah, sure. The technology and all the things that we have created indeed is helping man to live longer. But of course, we are talking about the science based on the spirit. Also, that's another part of the mission, is to create scientific and technological discoveries that they don't have side effects like a pollution and warming effect on Earth, that destruction of ozone and all the things that we see it's happening right now on Earth. And if human doesn't stop this technology, which is destructive in other ways, they will eventually realize that they might even destroy themselves by continuing what they're doing. But in the science based of an spirit, we can recover or discover the scientific ways that doesn't have pollutions. We can utilize these discoveries and create an environment that eventually we might have not even need roads to drive cars. You know, that we will have cars that they use anti-gravity, and we can bring the Earth back to its original beauty and natural way. And there are infinite possibility open to human to progress in all levels. And the only thing they have to recognize is God exists. He's been guiding humanity in history. They are one human, one God, one religion. They have come together, use all the great brains that, how many great brains are wasted in Africa or in Middle East that they don't get the chance to really help us in many ways. And also the brain power of humanity is mostly going toward wars and destruction at this time. Just imagine if we can use all that brain power to recognize, you know, greater technology that is in the spirit, and we can use, so we can create an environment that human have much more comfort, much more resources, and by reaching to a space, we don't have any limited resources at all. So we are sitting beside the ocean and lake, just like that bird. It doesn't drink the water because it's afraid if it drinks it, the lake is going to dry out. And we are afraid to use such a wonderful resource that God has been given us, because we are fighting, we are destroying each other, we are arguing about different religion, different cultural, preference and misunderstanding and ego that is separating them from each other. This is the revelation of a beginning of egolessness of human. Of course, human is not egoless yet, and it is a very hard work for them to become egoless. But we have to start somewhere, and we have started it indeed. And now human have to recognize that they have to learn how to become egoless. And the way is being given, that is eternal divine path. Of course, in this room, the person who, you know, raised their hand have the priority, and then we get to the text next. Go ahead.
Yes, I'll have one question. It's in relation to the length of age. Science determines that the age we are now, like 1 year old, it's in fact how the Earth goes around the Sun 365 days. Now, if we man lived further away from the Sun, would that determine longer age? Can you answer that?
Well, that's a good question, but that is another thing science probably can work on and see If that is true, of course, that does not make it to be true, because the very life form on Earth is depend upon a lot of factors, that which one of them is sun and the distance between sun and us. And therefore, we are in a position that we are not close to burn up like Venus, when we are not far away that become frozen, therefore nothing grows in on Earth like the planets which are far away from Earth, sun. Therefore, we are located in a distance that supports life the way we know it. But is there life in other planets and all those things? Even if I knew, that is what God has left for humanity to find out. It's going to take the fun out of going and finding and exploring and conquering, or realizing the difference between this lifetime here and the this life form here and the life form in other planet and how they work. As we know now, that really life doesn't need only, you know, oxygen the way we thought, you know, it's going to support, you know, life. They find life in the places in the bottom of the ocean that they live in a very limited, you know, supportive environment. Therefore, life is very resilient, and it can exist almost anywhere. So we have to reach out to see what kind of life it is. But for human, probably this is the best condition for them as Earth. But there are many, many billions of planets out there that they also have, you know, suns and have the same condition as we are at. And we also can create support in other planets, and therefore we can travel in them and live there. But will we live longer? That is something human to have to experiment and find out if that is true or not. From logical point of the view, probably not, but you never know. Okay, let's go to the text question. Okay, Zigzag is asking one more thing. What would you regard as the most important part of though? The most important part of though is its message. The message of though is the miracle of this mission. And actually, when the though was opened and revealed, as scripture says, that is the only place in the whole scripture and all the word of God that the whole universe rejoiced. And that's indeed a rejoicing message for humanity to see the unity of all religions and how God has been sending all this revelation to humanity. And therefore, the most important part of the realizing the revelation of the eternal divine path, recognizing where each religion fall, understanding the path and following it. Of course, the most important part is following the eternal divine. Even just knowing it is not enough, but you have to implement in your life. You have to meditate it, awaken your spiritual forces, direct the energy to articulation of the communities of light, sacrifice, surrender and submit to God, you know, and know what is the will of God for humanity, which is eternal divine path and the coming of the kingdom, and for you. Where do you fall in the shame of, you know, in the whole picture of the mission, and accept your part and become a part of it and do your job as you have been created to. So, and then of course become universalist, expand your mind, shatter all the narrows of the mind, and anything that narrows you from being expanded, accepting universe as your country and a nation and the whole humanity as your struggling brothers and sisters, and shatter anything that narrows that expansion of the mind, and then of course you become an elect. And therefore the whole idea is to create elects, create leaders, create people who no longer are narrowed and are completely crucified or they're not expanded anymore, and that bring bondage. You know, that the whole eternal divine path is to free you from bondage that humans is in. And human is in many, many bondages, and they are absolutely cannot release and relieve themselves from these bondages. And the eternal divine path, of course, is the way to break those bondages and free yourself from them. And therefore, eternal divine path is the path to salvation individually and collectively for the whole humanity. Go ahead, open eye.
Yes, I'd like to talk about the library that is going to contain in the temple once it gets built. Have you decided which books out of thousands and thousands of books already written within each religion of the world, although there is divisions within each cell, has the mission decided which books so anyone can just walk in and grab a book without any likelihood of drifting away from the eternal divine path, where they can just read and, oh, this is it, that's good, that's good, that's good, and so forth? Can you elaborate and expand on that?
No, we have not really decided on the library. As you know, the mission is very young, and at this time, really, we are looking to more people get involved and see the vision and join and become elect and create the facilitating body and create the community of light and create the communities. Those decisions has to be made later on for each community and for each people who will create those libraries. My idea mostly is to support the teaching, and also I don't mind people having controversial and different ideas in those libraries, so people can have expand their consciousness and to realize there can be another way of looking at things. But of course, you know, if something, you know, take them away from eternal divine path, of course, we try to talk them into realizing that that is a part of the eternal divine path. It is not really contradictory, but of course, if they didn't see it, we leave them to God, as the whole idea of the religion, understanding God's way, is not compulsory. It's something you see it, you see the vision, and this is your vision, this is your religion, and that is what you accept as yours. It is not a cult, it is a revelation of God for the whole man. Therefore, we will not actually try to keep anybody in the mission. If they came and they were a part of it and they saw the vision, it is their religion, and they take it and it is theirs, they own it. And if they didn't see it, of course, we just leave them to God, and we just go ahead on with it. But of course, after the communities of light are created, eventually we have those libraries, then those decisions has to be made with the people who make those libraries. I hope that answers your question. Okay, let's go to the text. Mr. Nice is asking, is marriage or celibacy is the best lifestyle? Yeah, well, that is, again, a part of the mission's teachings, and it's explained that there are two kind of the people who have been created. Some are created to marriage, some are created to be celibate, or we call them, you know, sannyasins. It's an Indian word. It's the same thing. Those who dedicate their life to God, and God is their wife and husband or whatever they want to have, and they are here just to do a great job, and they are not attached to this external world, and they can live without a partner. And if they have that quality and they are not attached to be married, have a wife and husband and children and all the joy which come to them in that way, they can become celibate easily and have that kind of lifestyle. Of course, it should not be forced on the person, but they have to recognize their own temperament and follow what God has been given to them. If they want to become, of course, celibate, you know, they have to completely become celibate, and in that regard, they have much easier way to serve God, because there is no attachment, there's no wife, there's no child, there is no house payment or anything. They are absolutely free to go wherever they can, and they can be very useful to spread the mission and carry the commons of life. But the whole idea is you put your life based on the eternal divine path and creation of commons of light and bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth. What is the best way you can do it? Can you create best environment for beautiful children who will follow the eternal divine path and see the vision of God and become a part of God's people? Or you can better to reach out and go and travel and set up communities of light and create an environment that other people also see the vision and bring the kingdom of God on earth. It is really up to each individual to make this decision. No lifestyle is better than others. Of course, the marriage and children, they take more time, they more take more energy, they take more wisdom, they take more, you know, working in the relationships, you know, because you are working with another ego which is very close to you. It's not something that, you know, you are a sannyasi, you go somewhere and you met people and you just have a relationship in a very spiritual level, but you have a relationship with another person or persons that they are very close to you. They see you in a light that a lot of other people don't, and therefore there's going to be much more wisdom necessary to have a wife and husband relationship and children and family. Therefore, it's up to you. What is your temperament? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to work with another ego? Are you willing to compromise and eventually reach a point that both can live in a peace of harmony? Or you want it your way and you are not willing to have a wisdom, but you are willing to work with the mission or to create a kingdom. So still, even you are a sannyasin, when you dedicate yourself to God, then also you have to have wisdom and understanding in that level so you can work with people. So both lifestyle have a positive thing for them and also negative thing for them. It depends on your temperament and what is best for you. All right, then that was the last question in text, and I don't see any other hands up. And again, I encourage all of you, go to the website, go to our teachings, see the vision clearly, and realize indeed this is the teaching that God has been prophesied to come to humanity, and now it is here. If any religion, any people deprive themselves from this revelation, they see only a part of the vision and they cannot see the whole picture. And that is where they will make mistake and go wrong and create dogmas. And of course, dogmas are the reasons for separation between man and humanity. And we have seen what separation does to man. Also, there are a lot of explanation in this revelation that nobody had it before. It was impossible for any prophet to know all this truth that has come to humanity through this revelation. And therefore, we can see anybody in any religion or any other revelation, they cannot claim to have the whole truth. We can. And therefore, again, we have to, like a drip of water, drip in human consciousness, and take this revelation to humanity more and more, and never give up and never suicide, as it's come to us from the very beginning of this mission, but be perseverance and strong and continue doing what we are doing to spread this mission in any way we can, and never become discouraged. If it didn't work, it was very quiet sometimes, it's okay. You know, those quiet times are even the best times, because there is a rush of new people and new ideas and new things will come to the mission, or you that working for the wonderful revelation that has come. Okay, the, Mr. Nice is asking, who is Baba? I guess you are talking about the Baba in India, that they say he lives for a long time and he's been alive for hundreds of years and make any miracles and a lot of things. And of course, there are many claims like that, like another individual who claims that his Maitreya built his body and lived in Himalayas in Shambhala for 2,500 years. And his Maitreya was supposed to come in 1982. He never showed up. Therefore, there are a lot of claims and things out there which are not based on the Word of God. Word of God are in the scriptures. Is there anywhere in any scriptures and the Word of God is talking about a person who lives for a long time and does those things that these people claim he does? Therefore, we have to be referring to the Word of God. We have to be referring to the revelation that have come to humanity and to see if really God is talking about what we believe or the people want us to believe. If such a Baba or such a Maitreya exists, let them come on and let them come here and let us discuss to see who is the truthful one, who is the revelation of God based on the prophecies or claims that cannot be verified. If they are existing, are their teaching based on the Word of God? You know, Word of God says, you know, awakening spiritual forces, communities of light, sacrifice, surrender, and submission, and universalism is their teaching. Are their teaching is the same thing as this, or is different? If it's not the same thing, then again we have to recognize it might not be from God. Okay, I guess it is 1 hour enough time, and usually in this time, if there is no question, we close the room and we again direct you, all of you, go and study this teaching. Prove to yourself that it is from God, and we are here to answer questions. There are rooms here you can go and you know, study our teaching in a greater degree. The website, the people during the week, you know, a lot of wonderful people doing a lot of wonderful things for this mission, and we all have to be grateful to them. Of course, they all will say, all thanks goes to God, and they are correct. Therefore, if there is no more question, I'll leave you to God, and maybe next week we come back together. Meantime, go and see the teaching and see this is the most perfect revelation and completed teaching to humanity. Salam, everybody.